Mox returns to Dynamite. I'm Matt Carlins, and this is Just Pro Wrestling News for Wednesday, July 14th, 2021. This update is brought to you by The Wrestling Mayhem Show. Check out the new episode with special guest Yinza right now, wherever you get your podcasts.
AEW.
Some big matches are set for tonight's AEW Dynamite. It's Fyter Fest Night 1. Jon Moxley returns. Tonight, he'll defend the IWGP United States Championship against Carl Anderson. Also, Brian Cage defends the FTW Championship against Ricky Starks. Plus, a coffin match between Darby Allin and Ethan Page. Christian Cage versus Matt Hardy. Penelope Ford versus Yuka Sakazaki. And we'll hear from Hangman Page. On last night's AEW Dark, Julia Hart pinned Maddie Rynkowski with a split leg drop, and Helico submitted Wheeler Yuta, and Billy and Colton Gunn beat Cesar Bononi and JD Drake. Also, Ricky Shane Page made his AEW debut in a loss to Top Flight's Dante Martin. Diamante beat Harlow O'Hara and then issued a challenge to Big Swole. Trent is sharing an update on his recovery from neck surgery.
I feel great, but I know that in between my vertebrae, I don't have bones or anything yet. It's kind of just dust that I'm waiting to grow into bone. Doesn't feel like anything, but it's still going to be a while before I come back.
That's Trent speaking with Digital Spy's Stephanie Chase.
WWE.
Karrion Kross is still the NXT champion. He kicked out of Johnny Gargano's one final beat and then blitzed him with a series of power bombs, a Saito suplex, and a forearm to the back of the head before getting the pin. Kross and special referee Samoa Joe were in each other's faces throughout the match, and after the match, Kross choked out Joe. Duke Hudson pinned Ikemen Jiro with a Bossman slam to advance in the NXT Breakout Tournament. Dakota Kai pinned Ember Moon with the go-to kick. After the match, Xia Li showed up and confronted the NXT Women's Champion Raquel Gonzalez. That title match is now set for next week's show. It appears that Mandy Rose is back in NXT. She showed up on stage to watch the end of Saray's win over Gigi Dolin. Later, Casey Catanzaro and Caden Carter beat Aaliyah and Jesse Kamea. After the match, Aaliyah cut ties with Robert Stone and beat the crap out of him. Frankie Monet then came out to retrieve Kamea and Stone. Backstage, Monet, Kamea, and Stone met up with Mandy Rose, who said it looks like the Robert Stone brand is under new management. Santos Escobar got a little help from the rest of Legado del Fantasma and pinned Dexter Lumis. Legado del Fantasma had a brief face-off with Hit Row after the match. The Diamond Mines' Tyler Rust beat Bobby Fish with a buzzsaw kick. The Mines' plan for a post-match beatdown was interrupted by Kushida. Bronson Reed confronted Adam Cole and then got the better of a physical altercation between those two. And Cameron Grimes' first week as LA Knight's butler didn't go quite how Knight expected. Grimes spent his own considerable wealth to outsource all of the chores that he was assigned.
Impact Wrestling.
A stipulation is added to the Impact World Championship match at Saturday night's Slammiversary pay-per-view. Kenny Omega will now defend the title against Sami Callihan in a no-disqualification match. The NWA held a news conference Tuesday to promote its back-to-back pay-per-views in St. Louis coming up next month. The All Women in Power show on Saturday, August 28th, will feature the NWA Women's Invitational Cup Tournament. The winner gets a shot at the NWA Women's World Championship at the 73rd anniversary pay-per-view the following day. The NWA announced the first entrant for the tournament. It's Tootie Lynn. Tejano Jr. announced Tuesday he's leaving AAA to join Alberto El Patron's upstart Robles Patron Promotions. That's Just Pro Wrestling News for Wednesday, July 14th. Our next update comes your way tomorrow morning, so please rate, review, subscribe, and hit that notification bell so you don't miss a thing. I'm Matt Carlins. Thank you for listening.
This show is a member of the Sorgatron Media Podcast Network. Find out more at sorgatronmedia.com.